Good morning, church family. I hope you guys are doing well, staying safe and healthy, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I know this is not our normal sort of Mother's Day. It's a little bit different this year. And you know, for many of you, maybe like you're feeling like me this week, that we're moving into our second month, almost done with our second month of sheltering in place. And I think a lot of people are growing weary. I think the adrenaline and just, you know, all the craziness is wearing off, and now maybe we're becoming a little more impatient, a little bit frustrated, and I think it's hitting people. I've noticed that with many people I've talked to this week, and this is Mental Health Awareness Month, and so I want to encourage you all that whether it's missing family, not having things the way you would hope they would be, to reach out, to pray, to ask others for support and help. We want to be there for you, so I want to encourage you in that. And as we did say, it's Mother's Day, and for myself, I'm missing my mom. Emily and I were supposed to be in Colorado already, and that's obviously not happening right now. And so as I prepared this sermon, I really did a lot of reflecting. And today I want to talk about the most amazing mother ever. And I think this is really important because if we look at her life, there's so many lessons that we can apply to our own lives as believers. And so today we're going to spend some time talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus. But let me open us up in some prayer. Lord Jesus, we love you so much. Lord, we need your help during this time of, Lord, just a challenging season, Lord, for the entire world. Lord, I pray that as today we take a look at your mom, Lord Jesus, that we would embrace her life and her lifestyle, Lord, to help us, Lord, not just through this time, but in every day, Lord, so we can bring glory to your name. And we pray in this all in your name. Amen. One thing I want to mention, Emily and I, we always want to mention this to people, that we know for some of you, maybe Mother's Day brings on some hardships and pain. Some of you may have had a mother that's passed away. I know some individuals, you might not have the relationship that you would like to have with your mom. And so we understand that when holidays come around, Mother's Day, Father's Day, it can be a challenge for some individuals. And so we definitely want to acknowledge that and let you know that we're praying for you. But as we are talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, there's two keys that I believe, and they're in two verses, and I think it helps us to understand what made Mary such an incredible mother. And the first verse is Luke 2:19, and it says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." And Luke 2:51 says, "Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, but his mother treasured all these things in her heart." So what we see is Mary is a mother who thought deeply, and she really focused on the experiences of her son and what his future would be like. And she was also a mother that kept these thoughts, these experiences that she saw, the things that she had heard, she kept them close to her heart. She cherished them. She embraced them. And I truly believe it's the ability to think deeply and to cherish and treasure these experiences that allowed Mary to endure really the hardest motherhood in the history of mankind, the different things that she had to go through. And what I want to do today is take a look at some of her responses and the actions that Mary had. And we're going to do that by taking a look at some of the most significant experiences that we read about Mary that she went through in the Bible. And the first thing I want to talk about is Mary's belief. Luke 1 verses 26 through 35 says this: "In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, 'Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you.' Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. So there are some crazy things that are going on here. This information that Mary, this teen virgin mom is hearing, or mom-to-be is hearing. And she still had belief. Mary was told she would become pregnant even though she was a virgin. That her son would be great, the Son of God that he would have a kingdom that would never end. And we also see Mary and the reality that she faced, that she could be ridiculed by the town and the husband that she was pledged to because she wouldn't be able to explain in a way that people would understand how she was pregnant. But still, Mary believed. And what's amazing about this is that it wasn't just this belief that Mary had. She also acknowledged that she was a servant of God. Luke 1:38 says, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her. So despite these amazing, crazy things that are going to be happening to her and the baby that she will birth, Mary acknowledges that she is a servant of God. She embraces not only the challenges that she will be facing, but the favor from God as well. And she doesn't say no, and she doesn't say, God, don't let this happen. She says, may your word to me be fulfilled. And again, I believe the key to all this is how much she thinks greatly on the things she hears and the things she sees, and then she treasures them close to her heart. As we continue on through Mary's life, we see that she is also a woman of humility. Mary was humble. Luke 2, verses 16 through 19 says, so they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. So when people started to spread the news about Jesus and they were confirming what the angel had told them and things that Mary was told as well, Mary didn't act prideful and boastful. She didn't take advantage of others. She didn't tell people, look how great my son is and who he's going to be. Now do all these things for us. No, she remained humble. And a similar thing happens in Luke 2, verses 34 through 35. And I'm going to summarize this because we'll come back to it later on. And this is where Simeon at the temple talks to Mary. And he tells her how great and the things that he is going to do. And that he is going to cause the rise and fall of many. And people's hearts will be revealed because of him. But again, we find out that what she and Joseph did was they did all that the law required, and they went home. Mary was humble. She didn't change who she was and how she acted and treated others because of who her son was. Now, it's interesting when you think about this. I think for a lot of people, if you knew your son was great, that he would be the creator of the world, that he is the Son of God, that he is God, if you knew these things, I think a lot of people would probably give Jesus a little space. They might be worried about, you know, we got to be careful how we raise our son. We don't want him to get angry with us. But Mary didn't do that. Mary kept it real. She did what mothers are supposed to do. We read about this in Luke 2, verses 41 through 51. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple court, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. Now, I love this part, and this puts us all into perspective about Mary. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had been in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But again, his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Now imagine that. Mary kept it real. She disciplined her son. She told him, "Where were you? We were looking for you. Why did you do this to us?" And in doing so, she taught him about other people's feelings. How amazing that the mother of God would still take the time to do that. And she also kept her cool when he questioned her. You have this little teenager that's questioning his mom, and she still remains calm. Part of that leads to another aspect of Mary, and that's she's responsible. She was a responsible mother. John 2 verses 1 through 5 says, "On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, 'They have no more wine.' 'Woman, why do you involve me?' Jesus replied, 'My hour has not yet come.' His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.'" So it's incredible that we see Mary asking her son to help. She didn't want this family, this couple that's getting married, and this couple's family to be embarrassed because they had run out of wine. And so she asked Jesus, "Hey, could you help them out?" That's a bold thing for a mom to do. Again, being that this is the creator of the world, we're talking about the Son of God. And again, we don't see Mary getting angry when Jesus questions her. So this is the second time we see this happening, and she still remains calm. And I love that she also helps by saying, "Do whatever he tells you." She's saying this to the servants. And when you look at commentaries, it's incredible how they put this, because it really sets off Jesus in his ministry, because now the focus is not on Mary. Mary has shifted the focus from her to her son, and this was the beginning of Jesus's ministry. And what her responsibility does, it also leads to her involvement. Acts 1 verses 12 and 11 says, "Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James." Now this is the important part here. "They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." Mary supported and participated in her son's ministry. And I can't tell you what a blessing is when you know, or what a blessing it is when you know that your parents are part of and support and encourage the ministry that you lead. And what we see here is by doing this, Mary is continuing to fulfill her role, not just as a mother, but as the mother of Jesus. John 19 and 25 says this, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene." Mary watched her son being mocked and tortured. Eventually, she saw her son crucified. This is what we read in the book of John. And as I mentioned earlier, Simeon at the temple, I want to actually read that passage to you because there's an important bit of information that helps us to understand Mary fulfilling her role. Luke 2 verses 34 and 35 says, "Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, 'This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too.'" So when Jesus was a baby, when he was young, she was already having some indications that Mary would suffer for being the mother of Jesus, that there would be hardships that she would experience. This is a mother who is seeing her son, who she loves, tortured and ridiculed and crucified. I want to bring this all kind of full circle, because the lesson that we learn is that because Mary had such a love for her son, because she thought deeply upon the experiences in his life, because she treasured them, she was able to endure what she went through. So I want to ask all of you, do you have that same love for Jesus in your heart? Do you think about what he's done for you? Do you think about who he is? And do you hold those truths close to your heart? Because when you're able to do that, you will live a life, you will have characteristics like Mary. You will have a deep belief in Jesus. You will be a servant of God. You will have a desire to do that. You will be humble, responsible. You'll get involved. These are the incredible traits, the incredible experiences. These are the things that we learn as Christians from this incredible mother. And so this week, as you're spending time, and even today, spending time with your moms, I want you to think about that. Share with others your love, not just for moms, but for Jesus. Lord God, Jesus, we thank you for who you are. Lord, I pray that from what we read about your incredible mother, Lord, that we would be a transformed people, that we would slow down our lives to ponder and think about the experiences, the blessings that you have brought into our life. And through that, we would cherish those experiences. We would hold them close to our heart. Lord, I pray for those everywhere, Lord, whatever experiences they are feeling today, Lord, I pray that you would draw closer to them. Lord Jesus, help us to be a people of love, who love you most of all, and love others the way that you would have us love them. Lord, we pray this all in your name. Amen. We love you guys, and we'll see you soon. God bless.